You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Catamaran home!
Hey, this is James Donald Forbes McCann on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan podcast. I'm speaking quietly because it's very late at night and the fam is asleep and I've come back from tour. It was a long tour, and you'd think after a long tour, I would just be able to come home and finally get a good night's rest. But no, I can't stop thinking about the twist. I just want to talk about the twist. I'll mention other stuff to do with the podcast. How's the hunt for a boat going? How's Wimbledon going over on the Patreon? It's Wimbledon this week. Are we having a special tie-in for Wimbledon? How are the shows, Jimmy? Any new shows coming up? Yeah, listen, all right, we're going to get to that, but first, the twist. It occurred to me that I don't know if it's something that I believe or if it's something that I think would be funny for a character to talk about in a book or a play or a film or a poem. But sort of the twist is like I don't want to say the high point of human civilization, but I thought someone could say that. Come on, baby, let's do the twist. Biggest song of the 1960s, The Twist, later taken over by Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. But let's not pretend that Blinding Lights by The Weeknd has the same level of cultural prominence as The Twist. The Twist. Where to start talking about The Twist? I sort of want to live in a society where people think The Twist is slightly too sexy. People are still allowed to do The Twist, but people look on, and you know, the parents and they look at the teenagers doing it and go, I don't like this animalistic twist dancing, this erotic shaking of The Twist, because you know, it's still cheeky, The Twist. Cheeky is an Australian and English term. I think the Irish probably say cheeky as well. I realise the Americans don't say cheeky. You know, sort of playfully insubordinate. I mean, you listen to the music today and it's all, I'm going to put my big penis inside of you and it's going to hurt and then I'm going to kill somebody. But The Twist. Anyway, I was reading about The Twist. And specifically the twist dance craze. And then I'm trying to find it again now. But there's like a series of songs about the twist. Like it was, you didn't just have, you know, at some point, it's the Cupid Shuffle. And you got the song about the Cupid Shuffle and then everybody moves on. You know, the crank, the Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy gets to have that one. You know, people don't come out with, it's a Soldier Boy Christmas, Soldier Boy Around the Clock, let's Soldier Boy again. But they did with The Twist, and I'm just, songs, I want to read you some of them. There is, people would just have song after song about The Twist. I need the list. I need the list. There were so many of them. Peppermint Twist, sure. Yeah. Here we go. List of Twist songs. So it starts out in 59 with The Twist. So that's the original release. It's a B-side by Hank Ballard. And then by 1960, it goes to number one. But in the 60s, we have... Sorry, it's not in 60. 1662. We have Kissin' and Twistin', Teen Twist, Twistin' the Night Away, Twistin' USA, Dear Lady Twist, Florida Twist, Let's Twist Again. It's one of my favorite ones, is Let's Twist Again. Mama Don't Want No Twistin', Oliver Twist / Celebrity Twist. Peppermint Twist, of course. Covered by Sweet, 1974. Rockahula Baby, brackets, Twist Special. The Spanish Twist, Twist All Night. Umagawa Twist, Xmas Twist, Tequila Twist. Twist and Shout. Of course, the Beatles do a version of that. But then the twist really gets going in 1962. That, as best as I can tell, is the biggest year for the twist. The Alvin Twist, the Arkansas Twist, the Basie Twist, Big Bo's Twist, Bristol Twist and Annie. Do you know how to twist? Everybody's twisting. Double Twist. Dry Bones Twist. Hey, let's twist. Jungle Twist. La Leçon de Twist. French had one. Let me do my twist. Mama don't allow no twisting here. Which sounds, frankly, pretty similar to Mama don't want no twisting. It's just a more verbose version. Oh, and then, of course, there was Mama don't allow no twisting. Distinct from Mama don't allow no twisting here. Presumably, there's two mamas. And one of the mama is slightly more... geographically permissive. You can twist, but you better do it over there. Mr. Twister, Mule Skinner Twist, Percolator, brackets, Twist, Popeye Twist, Raunchy Twist, one of my favorites, Santa's Doing the Horizontal Twist. Okay, Martin, how could you say such a thing? Sister Twister, Slow Twistin', King Curtis came out with Soul Twist, these have all been 62, Transylvania Twist, Twist Enos Twist, Twist Fever. Twist Her by Bill Black's combo. Twist, Twist, Senora. So that was a play on Shake Senora. But instead she's twisting. Twist Like I Wanna. Twisting All Night Long. Twisting and Kissing. Sorry, my bad. That's another one that I like. Twisting Postman. which was a compound sequel referencing not only the twist, but also Please, Mr. Postman. All right, if you can just get other characters from songs to twist. Twisting at the Hotel California. You've got Mr. Sandman Twist. So many. Pusher Man Twist. Twisting Matilda is another one. Twisting the Night Away. Rod Stewart did it. Twisting with Linda, Twisting Bells, Twisting in the Jungle, Twisting Time, Twisting with the King. And then Jerry Lee Lewis with, by what at that point is no doubt very true, his social commentary, whole lot of twisting going on. It continues in 1963 and afterwards, but, you know, Twist Train, Twist It Up, The Twister. The heart and soul of the twist movement has gone away by 63. And then there's a couple more from 64 to present by that point. Dental Twist by the White Stripes. Erasure. Then I Go Twistin'. Bomb the Twist by a Japanese band. Which, you know, they're getting vengeance. Traveling Wilburys did a twist. The Wilbury Twist. Anyway, what I'm saying is, oh, there's a sad one in 1980 by Father Guido Sarducci. I won't be twisting this Christmas. Ah, that's interesting. A chain-smoking priest with tinted glasses who works as a gossip columnist. Oh, it's a character. It's an Italian comedy character. No, it's on SNL. Well, I'll find out about that later. That's interesting. Anyway, my point is, I can't stop thinking about the twist. I haven't heard very many of those twist songs, and I think maybe it would be funny to do an album of twist songs. We'll bring back the twist. Let's twist again, like we did, you know, 50 years ago. I don't know if me talking about the twist is as exciting to everybody else as it was to me. That's sort of what my, oh, good Lord, we've got about 9 minutes on the twist there. Hey, welcome back to the James Donald Force McCann Catamaran Plan. Sometimes I think, what direction is this podcast going in? What will we be talking about? What's the point of it? It's the twist. I just fall down onto those Wikipedia wormholes and I get lost. Anyway, I'm back from the road. I'm going to have so much less to say about the road than I did about the twist. Thank you for everyone for coming to the special recording in Philadelphia. Then I went to Pittsburgh the next night. Thank you to everybody who came out for that. Got to see some Steubenville people, and that was a real... I feel a burp coming on. It was a real joy. I'm trying not to get sick, so I'm taking the fish oil tablets, and now I don't even know if that helps immunity. I got about 8 different immuno things, but I thought I must be pretty run down from being on the road. And people are quite sick in this house that I've returned, this sweet house that I've returned to. Or listen to the twist. Twist, 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 twist. The chocolate twist. White chocolate twist. Raspberry chocolate twist. Then I went to San Francisco. And then I went to San Jose. Got to open for Shane Gillis in San Jose. That was last night. I was in San Francisco for Pride. I got to see a Pride march. I didn't go for the Pride. I just got to see that while I was there. I didn't know that would be on at the same time. And I got to see people. I got to see a pastel guillotine. Wonder what that was for. Yes. For a march about love, there's a lot of hate and some hearts there. There's a lot of reactionary. There's a lot of drag your religion down. And I don't like you type attitude. A lot of furrowed brows. And I told you I'd have less to say about being on tour than the twist. I'm thrilled by the twist. And now I'm back here. Oh, I'll tell you my upcoming show. I've got a bunch. We've announced a bunch of days. I'm coming back to San Jose on the 19th and the 20th. I'm in Sacramento on the 22nd. St. Louis on the 19th of September. Omaha on the 20th of September. Irvine, California, October 1st. And Baltimore, October 10. And I think there is a Dallas-Fort Worth show getting thrown into the mix as well. And more of these are on the weekends because these are all sort of newer dates. And I did it, man. I did it. We did those midweek, whatever it was this month. So many shows. I'm knackered. And for those ones in July, I'm going to be driving off with the family to California and having a nice holiday. And then on those nights that I have those shows, just quietly going off and doing those shows. But happy to have a little break. Happy to have that special recorded, write some new material, and relax a little bit. America, comedy, professional, is a point I'm trying to make. But let's get back to the twist. I took a little break there and I went to the toilet. Did you know that? Well, now you do. All right, so what takes over from the twist? Because we've got all these twists and songs in 1962. But then there are other dance crazes. Why, there's the chicken walk in 61. There's the pony, the locomotion, Martian hop. This is still 62. It's a big time for dance crazes. Mashed potato, monster mash, the swim. Swim doesn't get its own Wikipedia page. Ooh, the Watusi, a solo dance that enjoyed brief popularity during the 1960s. It was one of the most popular dance crazes of the 60s in the United States. It's a former name for the Tutsi people of Africa. Ah, it was racist, and so we've forgotten it. There was the Popeye dance. Hey, that's probably why there was a Popeye twist. The chicken dance, the hitchhike, the monkey, the frug. I don't think I've ever heard of the frug. And the Litkajinka. Litkajinka. It was a Finnish dance craze. It's the bunny hop. No, it's just the bunny hop. It's got a different... they just change it. The bunny hop, you start on the right leg. The Litkajinka, you start on the left leg. Well, I gotta say, I was really looking forward to there being a new, exciting kind of dance from the Finns, but it's just a... Timu version of the bunny hop. Now this is the frog. Included vigorous dance to pop music. It evolved from the chicken. So the chicken features lateral body movements. Yeah, that's very interesting. Used primarily as a change of pace step while doing the twist. Ah, the twist gets back. It all comes back to the twist. Arm movements. Ah, right. So you'd be out twisting. What they're saying here is that you'd be out twisting you know, and the upper body would start to you'd have fatigue and you'd slow down, and that's when you start doing the chicken dance, grows out of the twist, the Freddy, the mouse, and now the limbo. 1965, we've definitely reappropriated that. Wow, more, man, there's so many, man. Man, the 70s dance crazes. The sprinkler is the 70s. The penguin, the hustle, the time warp, the bump. Grinding. Oh, grinding becomes a, also known as juking or freak dancing. This is when you rub your bum. This is when a lady's rubbing her bum on a man. I didn't know that we've had that since the mid-70s. How quickly dawn goes down today. 1980s, or the Cotton Eye Joe, the Moonwalk, the Harlem Shake, the Agadoo, Superman, the Safety Dance, Da Butt, 1988. There was a song called Da Butt. The Urkel, the Achy Breaky, the Macarena. Now, the Macarena is a great return to form. But then I feel like these are going to fall over at some point. The 2000s, of course, we all remember the Cha-Cha Slide, the Ketchup Song. I don't know, the Algorithm March. It's a dance fad created in Japan based on the children's television series Pythagoras Switch. Got a new Japanese... The Stanky Leg. To the left, to the left, to the left. I think that's a different song. That's the Cupid Shuffle. Excuse me. I don't know anything about the Stanky Leg. Now, the 2010s... Wow, this is heartbreaking. This is heartbreaking. The 2010s had many dances. The Dougie, the Creep, Wobble, Gangnam Style, the Smurf, Twerkin. Twerkin, 2013 Twerkin. Seems late. Harlem Shake, the Nae Nae, Hit Them Folks, the Dab, Hit the Kwan, Shoot, the Floss, the Skibbity, Lottery Renegade Dance. In the 2020s, of which we've had, you know, what, 5 years now? The Gritty, 2021. And the Hot to Go by Chappell Roan. Well, that's absolutely devastating. That even in the... I mean, we're in an era, I would think, of inventive little dances with the TikTok. And TikTok gave many dances to the late 2010s. But I can see... No, there were two dances. Well, the Gritty, why, that's a celebration more than it is a dance, I would think. And Hot to Go, of course, we all like the Hot to Go. If it weren't for Chappell Roan, there'd be not one true dance on there. Devastating. I think that's what America... See, that's what America needs to pull it all back together again. That's what the world needs. Black, white, Asian, Mexican, what we all need to unite is a dance craze. I'm only realizing this now, that we've lost... We've lost dancing. We need a new dance sensation to bring everybody back together. Oh, I don't know how. I don't, it's not... Surely we've never had so many people training in dance academies. I'm too old. I'm a 33-year-old man. Well, how old was Chubby Checker when he popularized the twist? There was some 50s dances, by the way, Charleston, or 26. Ah, look at that, so we've sort of returned to pre-50s levels. So in the 50s, it really blew up with the dances. And then before the 50s, Grizzly Bear was in 1909. Big Gap, Charleston, 26. Duck Walk, 30s. A couple in the 30s. Thunderclap, the Conga, the Hokey Pokey in the mid-1940s. And then a real explosion of dances. And then the dances have come right back down. We've lost dancing. Dancing. Let's have a look here. Okay, The Twist, 1962, but he records it in 60. Chubby Checker, born in 41. Oh, you see, I mean, he was 19. That's the right age for someone to come out with a new dance. Well, I mean, the music career is going, but people, thank you for listening to the James Donald Forbes McCann music on the Spotify and similar. But, you know, if anybody wants to invent a new dance for any of those songs that people are enjoying, it could be anything. We need a new dance. I don't need to make this one. You know, the selfish earlier James McCann, he would have said, let's make the dance about me somehow. Let's make a promotional dance. Not today. Today is a sad day. Because today is the day I've discovered that we've lost dancing. I mean, is it time to bring back... I mean, the problem is that people don't dance anymore. You go to the club and they stand there and they jump up and down. They have the bottle service. I'm going to put a zin in all that shit. I'm taking old people in the club. Young people are indoors and their computers. They're not coming up with new... And also, what provocative way to dance could they have? I was in San Francisco. Public nudity. Rife. I saw a man's bum. He was in his bum. His bare bum. His anus. In the diner. He was wearing shorts, like assless shorts. And as he left the diner, I could see his whole bum. And we had been sharing a surface. I mean, obviously, he was in a different part of the diner. But I thought, I don't know whose bum's been on this. Whose naked, dirty bum? I was told by a Californian friend that public nudity laws have gotten to the point where the only part of your body that you are obligated to cover in public in California now is the urethra. I mean, come on. Gas costs $6 a gallon on a good day, I think. I don't really know. I've never driven in California. That's by reputation alone. They all complain. I mean, you're telling me that you can get your whole dick out and just have a little sticker. My friend said maybe a googly eye over the urethra. You can get your whole dick out. Urethra notwithstanding. I don't know if I'm using notwithstanding correctly there. And we can't invent a new dance? I think that might be connected. Ooh, it's time to tighten up. Time to tighten up. Time to get a little more shameful. A little more ashamed. The whole of society has got to become a little more ashamed. So we can have a dance again. Wouldn't it be nice to have a dance? Wouldn't it be nice if the young people could move in such a way that we went frightful? I mean, we had daggering. we had a dance that was it was just sexual intercourse, and many Jamaicans got in trouble. But having done that. Why? What's a new fresh dance on the dance floor? Fucking 8 in the pink, 15 in the stink, 43 in the mouth, a man in each hand. I mean, whatever happened to just doing the twist? Excuse me, I didn't mean for this to become quite so vulgar. I've been on the road for too long. I managed to make it to Mass this morning. At the at a cathedral in San Jose, by the hotel I was staying at, it's a beautiful cathedral. Happy. I think it's a solemnity. I think the feast might have been on, but happy solemnity of the feast day of Saints Peter and Paul. I am in an attempt to spiritually... By the way, thank you to everybody on the road who gave me books. I got a couple of... I got a devotional book. And I also got a Southern novelist's book. So very much looking forward to reading both of them. Someone gave me a triptych. Seems like an eternity ago someone gave me a triptych. Thank you for the triptych. But I'm reading... Dante's Inferno, and it just goes on a bit. I read some of the introduction, and they say, you know, in great ages of literature, people understand and respect the Inferno. And I go, wow. I guess I'm an idiot. I guess by not liking it, I've exposed myself as an idiot. I'm also open to, you know, I'm reading it in sort of a shallow first pass, and maybe there's an unbelievable depth where if you really read Virgil, not only as Virgil but also as reason, and Dante, not only as himself, but also as man. I mean,
brother, whatever.
Anyway, I look forward to being a sophisticated enough person to take all this back, but I'm about 150 pages in, and it's just been, he's in hell. I don't know if I've spoken about this on the podcast, because it's been going on for ages, but someone said, it feels like I've been reading it for an eternity, and I said, maybe that's the point. It's unbearable for a long time, for an interminable period of time, like hell. You go, yeah. While an interesting point, it's not what I'm looking for in my poetry right now. I have enjoyed sections of it. I will persevere. I'm going to get, if I can at least get out of hell, then I can say, I've read the Inferno. And in years in the future, I can just come back and go, time for a little purgatory. And then time for a little paradiso. But I am struggling. I got to talk to a friend of mine who's very smart. He's a very well-read man. I said, I'm reading Dante. I don't. I was almost ashamed to say, I don't like it. And he said, oh, yeah, I don't like Dante. And I thought, that's nice. It's nice when you can, when a smart guy gives you permission to not enjoy something that smart people seem to like. I'm open to it being great. I just kind of want to read it. I'm going to get through The Inferno, and then I bought a John Wyndham book about an alien, and about Chucky. Might have been called Chucky. Hey! Oh, I'm sorry. This is very... this is the sort of podcast that I would usually put out on the Patreon, but I do need to have a podcast out as well. And I haven't had time to edit the other one, so this one's just got to come out. But, you know, if you didn't enjoy this, watch out, because that's all the Patreon is. It's me having a ramble about the twist. But also on the Patreon is a Wimbledog. And I want to thank everyone for reading Wimbledog and Peter Bedgood for doing such a good job. And I've got to upload the next 5 pages of Wimbledog. Peter Bedgood being the illustrator of Wimbledog. Wimbledog going really great. And, very exciting things happening this week on Wimbledog. All right. We shall end the podcast there. I love you. I miss you. I'm actually ready for sleep. I've talked myself into being ready for sleep. I love you. I miss you. I want you. I need you. Catamaran hug. Goodbye.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.